Look, I owe an apology, and the magistrate probably doesn't owe them an apology, but I'll make the apology anyway. Remember I was talking recently about this half-wit Caden James Lawson, who was driving on the M1 and at excessive speeds, and listeners started ringing me and saying this madman's on the M1, and eventually he T-boned a vehicle north of Wyong, getting up towards Lake Macquarie. And as a result, the lady was trapped in the car for quite some time, conveyed to John Hunter Hospital, I think, at the rescue chopper, and she sustained quite serious injuries. And he appeared in court. Now, he'd already been charged earlier with assault occasioning actual bodily harm. I'm told that he took to a workmate with what I believe is an iron bar. And then he appeared before the magistrate McIntyre, that's who I owe the apology to, on a charge of dangerous driving occasioning grievous bodily harm. He appeared on the 1st of December, and I made comment at the time that the judge or the magistrate in question varied the bail conditions, because one of the conditions of the first lot of bail for this dope, Caden James Lawson, was that he was to report to police, go to the local police station, be it Wyong or Gosford, regularly, so they could keep a track of him. And part of this, having been given that commitment, was that was deleted. And I thought it was obscure that a magistrate would delete that until I get the court documents in front of me. Caden James Lawson appears before Magistrate McIntyre in the Wyong local court on the 1st of December. The offences are assault occasioning actual bodily harm and dangerous driving occasioning grievous bodily harm. Her Honour says further matters. Now, Mr. Carnick appearing for Caden James Lawson. I apologise if it's Miss Carnick, but I believe it's Mr. Carnick. Good morning, Your Honour. I mentioned the matter of Lawson, Caden Lawson. Mr. Lawson's before the court. There's two matters, an assault and a driving matter. Your Honour, with regards to the assault occasioning, I'm instructed to enter a plea of not guilty. Her Honour says, you mean the dangerous driving occasioning? No, an assault, Your Honour. You do have two matters before you? I don't know. I've only got the dangerous driving. I understand, says Mr. Carnick, I'm not in a position to enter a plea at this stage. I'll be asking for a brief to be served upon my office. I understand the sergeant. Her Honour, what's the other matter you're talking about? The prosecutor, who's Sergeant Rees, says, it's the charge ending 593, assault occasioning actual bodily harm. I gave the papers to the registry this morning. Okay, so that's fine. They might not have made their way in. I'll chase them up, Your Honour, says the defence counsel. Her Honour says, if you don't mind. Anyway, nonetheless, they go along. Her Honour says, is there bail on that? Carnick says, for the defence, Your Honour, there is bail. I've spoken to Sergeant Rees. I'd be asking, I understand Sergeant Rees has no objections to the reporting conditions to be deleted. Sergeant Rees, supposedly there to represent the public and keeping the public safe, says, that's true, Your Honour. All other conditions to stay the same, but looking at Mr. Lawson's record, he has no failing to appear in limited history, no objection to reporting being deleted. The defence says, thank you, Your Honour will excuse him whilst I'll deal with the other matter. Yes, that says. So, I try to support police here, but sometimes that's absolutely impossible. You've got this bloke who gets bail on assault occasioning actual bodily harm, and part of the bail condition is he's got to report to police. He then appears before a court again, Wyong Local Court, on not only assault occasioning actual bodily harm, but also dangerous driving occasioning grievous bodily harm. And the prosecutor, Sergeant Rees, says, I have no objection to the report being deleted. So the magistrate played no role in this. Magistrate McIntyre played no role. It's the bloody police prosecutor. Now, Mr. Scipione, you need to talk to your prosecution's branch and find out what madness is attached to this. That a bloke is having to report to police and one of your own prosecutors agrees to deleting that after he appears on a second and most serious charge.